Hi everyone, welcome back. Now that we've gone through the basics of the cash flow statement, and really the previous module, pretty much a review of what we had seen in prior chapters, let's take that one step further and let's actually talk about how to put a cash flow statement together. If you go to the next slide with me, you'll see on this slide just a basic illustration of what the cash flow statement will look like. Remember, we have our cash flows divided into three different categories: operating, investing, and financing. So you start at the top and you have your cash flows from operating activities. And then we'll list each individual cash flow. This will enable us to calculate the cash that's either provided or used by the operating activities. And we follow that same procedure for investing and then financing. If you have a net positive cash flow in any one category, that is referred to as cash provided by that activity. For example, in our operating activities, if once we take all the inflows and then subtract all the outflows, the net cash flow is positive, that's called net cash provided by operating activities. On the other hand, if let's say in our investing activities, we spent more cash than we brought in for that category, well then the net cash would be referred to as net cash used by investing activities. Once you get your net cash either provided or used for each category, just add them together, and that gives us our net change in cash. A little bit later in the chapter, we'll go through a couple of examples where we'll put together full-blown cash flow statements. And they'll look very much like what's on this slide right here. Let's go ahead to the next slide. And we need to spend some time talking about that first category of cash flows: operating activities. These ones are probably going to be the ones that require the most amount of work and effort on your part to get down and be able to calculate. They're also probably the most important of the three categories of cash flows. So, question for you. What is the main purpose of the operating activities section of the cash flow statement? Remember what they are. They're the cash effects of items that impact net income. The main purpose is to take that net income, an accrual number, take it from the income statement and convert it to a cash number. Convert the accrual-based net income to a cash basis net income number. In other words, what we want to do is be able to take the net income and eliminate all the effects of GAAP. Let's get rid of all of those accruals and deferrals that are in there and just get down to the cash. The operating activities section, the net cash provided or used from operating activities, simply represent what our net income would have been had we followed a cash basis of accounting rather than an accrual basis of account. Now that's very important. This is basically telling us how much our operations, how much cash is being generated from our operations. Now there's two ways of actually doing this conversion. Two ways of converting the accrual number to a cash number: the direct method and the indirect method. And either method can be used in configuring the cash flows from operating activities on the statement of cash flows. Let's go ahead to the next slide and let's talk a little bit more about these two methods of converting accrual income into cash net income. The direct and the indirect method, as we both know. A couple of key points. One, both methods should result in the same net cash provided from operations. Now you're going to go about it in a different way, but at the end of the day, both methods should show the same net cash provided from operations. Where they are different is in their presentation. They go about calculating that number in two completely different ways, and they'll show that different presentation on the actual cash flow statement. But when it's all said and done, the two different ways of doing that calculation should result in the same number, if we've done it correctly. Finally, this idea of direct and indirect methods for preparing the operating activities section of the cash flow statement is for the operating activities only. This has no effect or impact whatsoever on the other two categories, investing and financing. There is no indirect and direct way of preparing financing activities or investing activities. There's only one way of doing that. The idea of having two different presentations, indirect and direct, only for cash flows from operating activities. Okay, let's go to the next slide, and let's spend a couple of minutes and talk about the direct method. The direct method is actually the method preferred by FASB, our standard-setting body, right? The Financial Accounting Standards Board. FASB prefers that companies follow the direct method, but they allow the use of the indirect method. If a company is following the direct method, they are required in a supplemental schedule to the cash flow statement to show the indirect method. So you're really going to have them both in there, but if you're following the direct method on the body of the cash flow statement, you'll need a schedule that goes with that statement showing the calculations under the indirect method. Finally, we are going to need, under the direct method, to list out each specific cash inflow and outflow by its category. So the direct method will actually show each individual specific inflow and outflow on the body of the statement. And if you go to the next slide, let's look at an example of what I mean by that. You can see what the direct method would look like. Start with your cash collections from customers, and then you list out each specific cash outflow. Cash paid for purchases of inventory, cash paid for salaries, cash paid for interest, cash paid for taxes, to calculate the net cash provided by operating activities. What you see here on the slide, that's the direct method. Go to the next slide with me, and let's look at the indirect method. Whereas FASB prefers use of the direct, industry companies prefer use of the indirect method. It's extensively used in practice. The reason that they prefer use of the indirect method is it's just easier for them. They've already got that information available so that they can just easily put it into the cash flow statement. Finally, it, at least in the eyes of the organization, it reveals less information about their operations to their competitors. Now, this indirect method, the way in which it is going to be prepared, is we're not going to list out each cash flow like we did with the direct method. We're going to start instead with net income. Take it right from the income statement. You start with net income, and then you're going to make a series of adjustments to convert that net income into a cash basis number. And if you go to the next slide with me, you can see an example of what the indirect method would look like. Start with net income, and see it's $59,000. And then we're going to make a series of adjustments. For this module, we're not too worried about what those adjustments are. We'll come back in a later module and we'll talk much more in depth about the specific adjustments that need to be made for the indirect method. Notice I've set this up so that the net cash provided from operations is the $90,000, is the same under both this indirect method, which you see on this slide, as well as the direct method. If you go back to the example a few slides ago, you'll see it's the same number. The difference is in the presentation.